KBOO Portland.
Hello there. This is the Portland Resistance Calendar, and my name is Vijay. Here are some activist-type events happening the week of Friday, July 7th. For more information, visit kboo.fm/resist. First, a couple of ongoing events. There's an exhibit at the Oregon Nikkei Legacy Center, 121 Northwest 2nd. It's Roger Shimamura's Yellow Terror. It's a collection and paintings of artwork, memorabilia, and objects depicting racial stereotypes of Asians and Asian Americans. That runs through July 16th. There's an Indiegogo campaign for the Clinton Street Theater. We at the Portland Resistance Calendar love the Clinton Street, and yes, nominally know their owners. But we really appreciate their plucky dedication to both refreshingly fluffy eye candy and very political films to aid us in the resistance. It's running through July 18th. And finally, through the end of the month, there is the Miss Anthology exhibition at the Sequential Art Gallery and Studio, 328 Northwest Broadway. It's a look into the Miss Anthology workshops, the meaning of comics, and the young comic creators who participated in them. Friday, July 7th, is the first of two Rose City Antifa 10th anniversary events that are fundraisers for the Anti-Fascist Relief Fund. The Friday night event starts at about 7 p.m. at Cider Riot Northeast Cooch at 8, and on Saturday, 7 p.m. again, Blackwater Northeast 9th at Broadway. On Saturday, July 8th, Vancouver, USA is celebrating Pride from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Esther Short Park in Vancouver. The ACLU People Power will be there, and they are excited. Don't Shoot Portland is doing their second Saturday for Social Justice. They're calling it Don't Be a Bystander. It's 11 a.m. at the Revolution Coffee House, 1432 Southwest 6th. They're calling out to legal professionals, photographers, writers, and people who want to become active advocates against racism and hate in their communities. The Portland International Muslim Cultural Festival is taking place from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Director Park, Southwest Yamhill and Park. It's a celebration of the diverse cultures and traditions of Muslims, representing over 42 ethnic groups in Portland. There is the Return of Progressives concert featuring the Revolution Choir. That's 3 to 6 p.m. at the Laurelhurst Park Concert Pad. On Sunday, July 9th, Portland Democratic Socialists of America are here, and they're having their monthly general meeting. It's 1:30 to 3:30 p.m., Sunnyside Community House, 3520 Southeast Yamhill. A bunch of candidate and campaign trainings are ramping up, including the East Portland Leadership Training with the Oregon Women's Campaign School, 2 to 3:30 p.m., Midland Library, 805 Southeast 122nd. Finally on Sunday, there is a screening of Arresting Power benefiting the NAACP Portland. It's 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. at the Levin Community, Northeast Killingsworth at 20th. It's all about the conflict between the Portland police and community members, which has been going on for over 50 years. The film features personal stories of resistance told by the victims of police misconduct and their families, as well as members of the Portland reform and abolition movements. Monday, July 10th, the Clinton Street Resistance Series presents National Lampoon's European Vacation. It's benefiting the Voise Workers' Rights Education Project. Starts at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, Southeast 26th and Clinton. Tuesday, July 11th, there is a Gender and Orientation 101 for adults. It's a discussion of the basics around gender identities and romantic and sexual orientations. That's 6 to 8 p.m. at Morrow, 7025 Northeast Lombard in St. John's. There's a Bystander Intervention Matters, Communities of Color Unite, happening from 7 to 9:30 p.m. at the Artists Repertory Theater, 1515 Southwest Morrison. This month's outreach is to communities of color and those of the Jewish faith. On Wednesday, July 12th, the Refugee Assistance and Information Network International Book Club reads The Book of Unknown Americans. That's from 6 to 9 p.m. That's taking place at Burnside 26, 2625 East Burnside. The book club focuses on stories about displacement, migration, and human rights. This is a love story between a Panamanian boy and a Mexican girl, two teenagers living in an apartment block of immigrant families. Thursday, July 13th, Thawing Ice, a monthly mindful walk for immigrant justice. That's taking place from noon to 1 p.m. at the Portland ICE Detention Center, 4310 Southwest McAdam. The Buddhist Peace Fellowship and Interfaith Movement for Immigrant Justice invite all concerned with the criminalization of immigration to join in this monthly walk of compassion and solidarity. You don't need to be a Buddhist or really a member of any faith. The walk emulates the migration of peoples and bears witness to the daily suffering of immigrants and their families. The Park Rose Community United Church of Christ is doing a movie night, A Day Without a Mexican. At 6:30, the Park Rose Community United Church of Christ is at 12505 Northeast Halsey. The movie is a satirical look at the consequences of all the Mexicans in California suddenly disappearing. See also crops rotting in the fields. On Friday, July 14th, Opal is doing their volunteer onboarding part one from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at their offices, 3202 Southeast 82nd. It will include an Environmental Justice 101 and Just Transitions 101, targeting once and future Opal Environmental Justice volunteers. The Burgerville Workers Union is doing their monthly picket. It's 5:30 to 8 p.m. It starts at the Southeast Powell Boulevard Max Station Park and Ride, which is 3618 Southeast 92nd. They will be marching to the Burgerville restaurant, which is really pretty close to there. White artists don't have to make work about racial identity. That's taking place from 6 to 8 p.m. at the PSU Smith Center, 1825 Southwest Broadway. This exhibition navigates the way in which desire, oppression, humanization, sympathy, self-hate, and emotional apathy are imposed on queer Black men through the media, family, romance, and false narratives of hyper-masculinity. Saturday, July 15th, there's a community service and feed-in. It is taking place at 10 a.m. at the Hughes Memorial United Methodist Church, 11 Northeast Failing. So every third Saturday of the month, the members of Hughes Memorial Church host a community meal, and this year Don't Shoot Portland has been joining in. They also have an ongoing clothing and hospitality kit drive. The Clark County Democratic Women are doing a candidate training 101 from 11:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the IAFF Union Hall Local 452 in Vancouver. Defeat Trump Care, Fight for Medicaid for All, Rally and March. It's taking place noon to 3 p.m. at Chemansky Park, 1010 Southwest Park. Join Socialist Alternative, Socialist Students, the Unprecedented Brass Band, and others for Rally and March as part of the Occupy Trump Care National Day of Action. They are demanding a Medicare for All single-payer system. So that's this week, ending in July 14th, but really July 16th. There's so much more on the blogcast page. For more information, that address is kboo.fm/resist. This week's podcast is kboo.fm/resist/July7. Tune in next Friday for another week of activism in and around Portland. This has been VJ coming to you live or almost from the KBOO studios here in Portland, Oregon. Thanks for listening. Have a good week.